Hi, happy Monday, everybody. This is your host, Dominique LaRue for the blog Music Art Culture. Welcome to a brand new episode of the show. I am so happy to be here with you listeners. It is going to be an amazing week. And of course, we are starting it off with some great topics, of course, right? Because that's how we do it. So first off, I hope you had a great weekend. If you didn't catch the last show, well, there's always time to go back. But enough about the past. Let's focus on the present. Let's stay in the moment. And we've got some music art culture news coming to you. What are we talking about? Well, we've got a little bit of everything. And we're going to go into the Canadian hospitality. We're going to talk about some art news coming out of Paris. We're going to, of course, talk music news because that's what we do. We've got some cultural news as well when it comes to marriage. Well, there are some trends worth discussing when it comes to how millennials are looking at the idea of the union. And of course, well, we've got biochipping. So if you're not so familiar about that, well, let's get informed. The news articles that we're going to talk about are brought to you by our sponsor. Yes, that's right. The blog Music Art Culture has a wonderful sponsor, and the name is Flipboard. You'll hear more about that throughout the program, but the cool thing about Flipboard is it brings all of the news that you like to listen to, that you like to hear, all of your favorite publications, all of the authors that you love. They bring it in one place, in one app. You get to pick and choose all of your topics, whether it's from travel to finance to culture to education, and they put it all in one place, and it's just amazing. And so, yeah, a lot of the stories that we're going to share with you come straight from Flipboard. I want you to get into it. Download the free app. Go into the App Store. If you have an Android or an iPhone, I am an Apple user personally. So, yeah, that's right. Go into the App Store, search Flipboard, and download it for free. It's the easiest thing, I promise you. Yes, life-changing experience for the better. So let's get into this. How should we approach it? Well, first off, I've got to tell you, I am super excited about the Grammys. The Grammys are coming up, as we all know. And if you are not familiar, well, that's when your favorite artist graces the stage. They give a speech. They tell you everyone that they've worked with throughout the year. And, well, they hope that maybe next year or the next album means that they can increase their ticket sales. So FYI, if you have a favorite artist that is on the rise, like her, H-E-R, yes, that's actually an artist. And she's super talented, very amazing, on the rise, like so many others, right? If you can, get some of their merch now, because guess what? If you want to get those backstage passes for next time, well, chances are they're going to increase the price. So it's all gravy, right? Just plan ahead. Make sure you get on that. And what else do we have here? Well, I don't want to ruin it all, but we're definitely going to take a few articles into consideration from Cosmopolitan, Fortune. What else are we looking at? The Point Guy, Pink News UK, Hollywood Life, and we've got a lot to talk about. So, recap, if you haven't already, you can subscribe to the blog Music Art Culture. Make sure you do that. Head over to Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and we are on Spotify, yes, as well as many other platforms. But I mentioned those three because I know a lot of people listen that way. And all you have to do is search the blog Music Art Culture. You can subscribe to the show for free. Leave a comment, rate the show. We want your support. We want your feedback. And, oh, yes, social media. You can follow us on social media as well. For me, IG and Twitter are the same. Follow me at Dominique LaRue. You can just look it up. I know it's a super long name, so I'll spell it out for you. DominiqueLaRuex. Correct. And the show, we're on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. I love to keep the conversation going. So yes, join us on our social media platform. I love to do surveys, get some feedback on some of the things that we've already talked about that maybe weren't fully able to dive in during the show. So you never want to miss out on a moment of what's going on. And those were our announcements. Let's get in it. All right, so right off the Billboard charts from the Hot 100, we've got our top 10. So, well, what's at number one? We've got Hazley, Without Me. Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. Sunflower from the Spider-Man soundtrack. Post Malone and Swa Lee. Sicko Mode, Travis Scott, stable at number four. Everything else seems to be rising, and he's been able to hold the number four spot. Actually, Thank You Next fell to number two, which is Ariana Grande. And back on track, we've got High Hopes, Panic at the Disco, Happier by Marshmello and Bastille. Girls Like You, Maroon 5 and Cardi B at number 7 and on the rise. Could that be that Maroon 5 is gaining a few spots because they're playing the Super Bowl? I don't know. From what I hear, it's going to be Travis Scott. It's going to be Big Boy from Outkast and Maroon 5. So we'll see what happens. But on number 8, we've got Drip Too Hard, Lil Baby and Gunna, ZZ, Kodak Black featuring Travis Scott and Offset at number 9, and number 10, Better Now, Post Malone. He's got a couple of songs on the Billboard top 10. Yeah, he's got two tracks, one by himself and the other is, from a movie soundtrack, so I think he's doing pretty good on that collaboration. We've got the Grammys. I think it's coming up in February. You know the channel. You know the artists. You know the program. We're talking about the one, the only Grammys, where your favorite artist meets with other artists that maybe you never knew but wrote some of your favorite songs, and they give speeches, and they wear outlandish outfits, and we talk about them during the show, after the show, and we wait for their next album to drop. Yes, the Grammys. They're coming to us live. So there's a lot of cool things going on there in music news. And, we've got some other news in that whole sphere of things. Hollywood Life is reporting that word on the street, Cardi B and Offset are getting back together. I don't think that's really a big surprise to a lot of fans. Sources say Offset has pushed back his album to focus on family. As he should, the two have had a very publicized breakup. We won't get into the allegations, but, you know, couples go through things, and I wish them the best of luck. You never know what happens in somebody's relationship. You never know what you would do or what they should do. So I don't think it's really fair to speculate, but I do know that they have a child together, Little Baby Culture, and it's her first child. It's one of many for him, but that doesn't change the fact that they're a family. So hopefully they can work out their differences and get on the same page. I'm not really big on the tabloid news, but I do try and stay optimistic for the artists. Why? Because, you know, who would really want their business out in the streets like that? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Maybe you want to let people know that, you know, we're trying to figure it out when some bad news gets out there, right? Same thing when we're with our friends, our relatives, all that. But at the end of the day, I think that they're going to be all right, either together or not together. But hopefully, you know, I'm a romantic, so hopefully they stay together and work it out. We've got some art news. Art news reported from the UK. Now, this is really interesting. We're going to talk about the Paris Ballet. So the Paris Opera Ballet dropped star Sergei Polunin. And why he goes on a rant about gays. At least that's what they're reporting. He basically, if you check out the article, we'll go ahead and post it on our social media. Hashtag Paris Ballet. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. And the whole deal is he gets on a rant on his Instagram. They post the whole comment, how he's going on about gender roles and how we need to do some things. I don't know. I don't really want to repeat it and take it out of context. But long story short, the Paris Opera Ballet basically pulled him from their version of Swan Lake. Why? Well, his character was actually the character of a suppressed gay man. And he went on a rant about gay people. So the artistic director, Arlie Dupont, made the announcement to the fellow dancers that they were no longer going to go in that direction. Very interesting. Let's talk pros and cons. The pros is, he got to express his freedom of speech. Cons, well, words have consequences. And it's really unfortunate that a very talented person lost a very great opportunity because of some comments that they made, not to say that they weren't offensive, because it was a little lengthy. If you want to go back and check it out, you can head over to Pink News UK, look it up using the news app Flipboard, and you can see the story, read it for yourself. But definitely, our words do have power, so we have to be careful of what we say, because our goal should never be to offend anyone. Hopefully he lands on his feet and he learns from the experience. And, you know, that's his world. He's a dancer, so hopefully he hasn't lost any friends over it. And he can get a newfound perspective on how to approach a situation better. Or at least be more articulate about it so that he's not just blindly offending other people. I don't really have much else on that story to report to you, but Sergey is out. We don't know who his replacement will be. If you're going to check out the Paris Opera Ballet, well, Swan Lake will be a part of their new season, and good luck to them. Talented ballet company, very, very prestigious, premier group. Hope he lands on his feet, and we'll be back with more news. We've already talked music, we've just got into art, and guess what? We've got some cultural news to get into. Very excited about that. Want to see your thoughts. Oh, so much to talk about, but I'll be right back for the blog Music Art Culture. This is your host, Dominique LaRue. I hope you're enjoying the conversation so far, and if you want to know more about Grammy-nominated artists, head over to the Grammy website for more. So we're back from the break. I hope you enjoyed the message from our sponsor, Flipboard, the official sponsor of the blog Music Art Culture, along with Anchor, who is amazing, creating such a dynamic platform for you and I to connect over social media, over the airwaves, in such a way that has just created tremendous opportunities for a lot of talented people out there to have these conversations about the world, about creativity, and about things that motivate and push our society forward. So kudos to them and the great work that they're doing over at Anchor for creating such a platform as this that is connecting so many wonderful people doing wonderful things. It is raining in Southern California. If you can't hear the raindrops, well, I just made the announcement for you. So the song of the day for me is a throwback, hashtag throwback. And what is the song? It Never Rains in Southern California. Who is the artist? Tony. Little feedback about them. They are an R&B group. What's so great about them? Well, they had a lot of funky, like, new age kind of R&B in the 90s, and you get Rafael Sadiq, who went on to do solo projects and has written a lot of major songs for a lot of major artists like Solange, just to name one. And yeah, Rafael Sadiq, he's also gone off to start his own group, and they've got a lot of great music, actually done soundtracks to a lot of phenomenal movies. And yeah, so if you're not into Tony, make sure you get into them, look them up. Just go to your Spotify, go to your Pandora, go to your Apple Music, and add them to your playlist, because they have a lot of great music. And definitely, that song will get you going. So on a rainy day, add it. Hashtag throwback. Hashtag check it out. Hashtag music art culture. But make sure you head over to Macef Public Arts on our Twitter page, because I'm feeling in the mood to hear that, and I think I'm going to post it for our audience later on. Such a cool throwback. Okay, moving on. Let's get into some of this culture news now, shall we? This is going to be interesting, but a good time, none the least. Oh yeah, make sure that, because today is Monday, if you have a chance, plan. Yeah, I'm going to throw that word out there. Plan. Plan exactly what you can afford to plan. Meaning, if it's your lunch, if it's your dinner, plan that thing out, because it's going to save you more time in the long run, and it's going to free up some of your free time, maybe to help you get a workout in or get some reading done. I don't know, kind of organize some of your house or your apartment. Keyword, plan. Let's see where that takes you. All right, so that's the song we were talking about. If you hadn't heard it, it's Tony. It Never Rains in Southern California. If you want to hear the whole song, head over to our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts. I'll be sure to post something up too on mine over at Dominique LaRue. That's my Twitter handle, DOMINIQUELARUEX. Hashtag music, hashtag throwback, hashtag music, art, culture. I'm having such a good time. I hope you're having a great time listening. And we'll get into more of this later on. Now, when it comes to culture news, I'm really looking forward to this because there's so much going on in the culture. Very hard to narrow it down from a lot of the stories that are developing, a lot of the stories that we already kind of know about. But I was like, you know what? What can we talk about today on a Monday to kind of get the conversation going? Something to kind of follow up with maybe later on. And maybe we can talk about also over social media. Do a couple of surveys, see what's going on in our minds about cultural news when it comes to marriage. This was a lot of fun. Cosmopolitan Middle East, same Cosmopolitan magazine, but Cosmo Middle East. They have an article by Molly Rosenguy, and it suggests that millennials are renegotiating the idea of marriage. More women are more interested in financial stability than the fairy tale love, and rising fertility concerns among young women are making them anxious to settle down for a family. So the article, I would say, was very interesting. It touched on a lot of key points. It also gave a few examples, and it was really interesting. We'll say this is a fictitious character, but there was a young girl who had a lot of debt. She went to school. She wasn't using her degree. She had a job. The job didn't pay enough. She was working over 40 hours a week, and she knew someone from, you know, her friend circle of, you know, they hang out, this and that. Well, this person came from wealth, but he needed a green card. She agreed to marry him, and they had an arrangement where, you know, it's not her fairy tale idea of he fulfills me emotionally, but financially he is able to support her. She's able to get out of debt. They have an understanding. They clearly seem to enjoy each other from the article, actually. They meet once a week for meals and get caught up with one another's life when it comes to work and obligations of that nature. And a lot of other women are rethinking what that marriage structure means for them. Now, on the flip side, they also shared a story where it was kind of like, you know, the person married for the money, and within 6 months they were divorced. Now, keep in mind these were not the same two women, but it's really interesting that the article decided to dive into it from that aspect. And it went on to say that the idea of love in a relationship is kind of a newfound thing when women became able to, you know, have more earning potential, more independence from some of the traditional roles, then marriage seemed to be less of an issue. For some, we can't say that that, you know, constitutes for all, but I will say that the article is definitely timely and entertaining. So if you have a chance, go to Flipboard, look it up, Cosmopolitan Middle East, cosmopolitanme.com, and you can check out the article for yourself, draw your own conclusions. But I will say this, one of the perspectives, well, it's really interesting, actually. There's a lot of different perspectives, but the one that kind of caught on to me was with the millennials, there's a concern that with the Insta gratification, everything going on social media, there's this unrealistic view of what it means to, achieve the ideal marriage or have the ideal life or have the ideal relationship. So, I mean, it does address the rising concerns that the idea of marriage is being watered down by Instagram stories and one's individual need to break free of mounting debt. Do I think that's why a person should marry? Absolutely not. I think that people do have the right to figure out what they need in a relationship. And we did actually talk about this in relationship goals the previous week where, you know, you have your list. I kind of shared some of my relationship goals. So I think every individual has to have a balance of what it is that they need on a personal level and what it is they need to bring realistically to a partnership. And that is something that I think when a person is honest about that, that there's certain things that you need, but you also need to provide the other person with something. Then you can discuss marriage with a more level head approach. And I think both people can be satisfied. You know, some people don't need dinners once a week to a fancy restaurant. Some people, they have to have the dinner every week at a fancy restaurant. Some people don't require a family vacation. Some people have to have a family vacation. Some spouses don't require that the other cook. Some do. So I think at every level, everybody kind of plays with this. You know, they want a healthy partner. Some aren't health conscious. But it's okay to have those conversations and get real about what it is that you need so that you can satisfy your partner and not just them satisfy you. And you can really have a long-lasting, stable relationship because you're equally communicating what it is you need. And you're able to provide what you two want. And yeah, I think that would be the best way to approach it. But who am I? I'm not a psychologist. I'm just giving my opinion. So give yours. Let's keep the conversation going. Hashtag join the conversation on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you check me out. Yeah, because I want to know what you all think about these stories. These are interesting things that are totally reflecting our culture, how we're living and relating day to day. And I think it'll be really interesting. They talk about the rising divorce rate, and that's how millennials kind of grew up. So it'll be interesting what they decide and what those statistics look like for them. Oh, wow, we are learning so much. Well, that's the dish on marriage and relationships. Now let's move on to our next topic. This one, well, I'll let you see what you think about the facts. We'll be right back. So we're back with our new headline from Fortune. Yes, check out fortune.com for this culture news, culture and education, I guess it kind of ties into, but it's all about biochipping. It's really important to discuss. It's been going on for years. A lot of hearsay and ideals about what it's going to represent for the future and what it means for people to endorse it, good and bad and everything in between. But whether you agree or not, it seems that is the direction our culture, our society, and technology is taking us. Globally, it is the new wave of the current future and the far distant future. Well, what do we know? What are the details? Very interesting article up on Fortune by way of Flipboard. It's actually cool if you get a chance to check it out. There is a video. I love it when they give you visuals. I love it. I love it. I love it because you get to see players, you get to see faces, you get a different kind of perspective, you get to see how it's actually being done. And they show you actually how they are implanting this chip into people. It's right in between the index finger and the thumb. They hold up the skin and it's a thick pill-like, you know, shape, really thin. And basically it holds all of your data, things like passcodes and financial stuff. So basically picture your smartphone, right? Your iPhone, your Samsung Galaxy. I don't really know about that, but I do know about the iPhone, how you have your Apple wallet and your passcodes locked in. Well, they take a chip in the shape of a small thin pill and they insert it into your hand. And now you slide that for payments. You can use that to unlock your doors. You wave your phone over the chip and it'll automatically call your spouse. Well, it's making it seem very convenient. And it's very interesting. So the question has been posed for years and Fortune still wants to know what we think about biochipping. Well, a new wave of open early adopters are endorsing biochipping people in Europe. I can't remember the exact area, but basically the whole spiel is there's this CEO and he holds the technology and he has the ability to insert the chip on you. He will come to you. And the way that it goes is some employers are opting to allow their employees to be chipped. But it's by choice, not by force. And that is the way the story is being told. There are some concerns. Some chips hold, like we said before, money records, passwords, and open doors. It's very convenient. That's the way it's being made to seem. And it is appealing to some. They actually had a few testimonials from people who are really excited about the chipping process. They're really exciting, really excited about what it means for their work and home life and the convenience of basically having their finances available through use of this chip. I don't know how I feel about it. I definitely don't think that's something that I would personally endorse. And there are a few concerns being said that it's not necessarily all the way secure. There are safety concerns because the technology is not regulated. So they're working to get it up to speed, but there are some early adapters, as we mentioned earlier, who are endorsing it. One interesting fact is that they are saying that those with the biochip are not able to be tracked. Some people were very concerned about that being tracked. The CEO of the company who provides the technology to some is saying that, hey, we can't track you. The only way we can track anything that you're doing is by way of purchases, being that, hey, you made a purchase over here, and that's where the record, the financial records come in, but they don't own the capabilities to do such things. However, the data is available. So what are the lines? What's being drawn out? We don't know. It's still very new. It's still very fresh. And as they mentioned before, I don't believe it's regulated. There are more developments to come with that. What do you feel? Would you be interested in being biochipped, given the opportunity? If it's affordable, if it's something that your company is for, if you want to go a little further than just having your smart device, if you want to stop carrying around your wallet, would you be interested in biochipping? Some of the appeal is that they want to make it like an app. You can customize the type of chip that you have. No two people can have the same chip. That's the suggestion. Part of the allure, you don't have to have the same chip. You can have a different type of chip model to suit whatever your need is. But definitely, it is a lot to consider. Some of the concerns that I have is, one, how do you know that you won't be allergic? Your body won't have some type of reaction to the metal or the components of this chip. Two, well, who is able to view this information if it malfunctions? Are there any type of insurances associated with it? What do we really know about the chip and all of its capabilities as it's being inserted into our bodies? Me personally, there was an interesting comparison stating that it's the same type of ideal as a pacemaker, which I think is great personally. Scientific developments to help us health-wise, I'm all for. Personally, if I didn't need a chip, I don't think I would opt in to get a chip. It's just not my thing. But for those who choose to be just very excited and enthusiastic and early adopters when it comes to how to use this type of technology and the type of capabilities that it has and the potential that it has to push and propel their personal lives, then hey, big up to you. I don't really know else to feel about it. I guess I would need some more information like everybody else. But my question to you, would you be interested in biochipping? Hashtag music art culture, hashtag biochipping. We need to talk about this some more. I'm sure we'll always have the opportunity as it is a developing story, developing technology. And with everything else that is developing for the future of the world, well, it's definitely not going to go away, so we've got to keep the conversation going, or at least start it. So let's join one. Let's join the conversation. Head over to our website, or I'm sorry, our Twitter page for the blog Music Art Culture at MACEF Public Arts, and let's keep the conversation going. Keep listening. We are in this together. I hope you're enjoying this. I am having a great time. I'm on my second cup of coffee. Between the rain and these headlines, I tell you, I am so excited about 2019. The possibilities are endless. The news is alarming, and I am all for it because we are actively changing and navigating the future for better or for worse. But I'm staying optimistic because I know we're in it together. And I think you're going to enjoy this next story by Point Guys, all about Canadian hospitality. Hashtag Canada is cool, and I'll give you a reminder of that, and I'll tell you why. All right. Culture news. Yes. Hashtag Canada is cool. Hashtag Canadian cool. Hashtag Canadian hospitality. What are we talking about? Well, the Point Guy posted some cool info about what the air traffic controllers are doing in Canada to support their North American counterparts. Everybody knows, or if you're not so familiar, the partial U.S. government shutdown has affected people working without paychecks for about 23 days now, and it is no joke. There have been reports on the news where people are afraid that they won't be able to make their mortgage payments, that they're not getting flexibility from the banks, and they're having a hard time as far as working out some of the monthly structures that were supporting their families. Whether you have a one home income or two home income, that other income not being present in the house is definitely causing some couples, some families, some partnerships to have a bit of a strain. So what happened? Well, in Canada, their air traffic controllers decided to reach out in an act of kindness, showing support to their peers on the East Coast in the tri-state area by ordering pizzas. That's right. They wanted to at least make sure they were getting a hot meal with all of the drastic changes happening. And believe you me, if you're not getting your paycheck, that is a drastic change. Not being able to pay your bills on whatever schedule that you would regularly have if your paycheck was coming, that is a drastic change. So my heart goes out to my fellow people out there who are struggling. It's really unfortunate, but we have to allow ourselves the opportunity to be hospitable and definitely be a beacon of hope. So I thought that that was a great story. Hashtag friendship goals, hashtag community, hashtag culture, hashtag music art culture. This is just an amazing story, and I definitely want to go to Canada now. I will tell you that. It makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside to know that strangers wish you well, and not only that, they're willing to take it a step further and say, hey, they got in together, meaning the Canadian air traffic controllers with a few of their peers, and said, let's make this happen for them. They sent over a few pizzas, they got a thank you, and, you know, Canadian management found out about it, and they wanted everybody else on their team to get involved, make sure they were doing their part to just pitch in and reach out to their counterparts. And it's been a real success, a real tearjerker. People are really rallying around what's going on. And even though as a nation, whether regardless of whatever nation you have, when the government decides that they want to partially shut down or completely shut down, it is up to the people who employ the government to make sure that the people know that other people support humanity. And although the politicians are working out all the kinks to whatever negotiations they need to discuss regarding the wall, the security wall proposed by President Trump, it is great to know that our international partners are in support of our national workers who basically, you know, are in the same field as them. So kudos and big up. And I think it just shows like a larger level of maturity. And it's just really cool. It's really awesome. So, yeah, happy Monday, and take that into the week with you. How can you just reach out in an act of kindness to a peer, either known or unknown by name? An act of kindness goes a long way. It definitely gives us some renewed sensibilities in humanity. Sometimes they're lacking, but wherever they're lacking, there are people, wonderful people out there to fill that gap, fill that need. So never overlook an act of kindness. Figure out how you can be a part of an act of kindness. If you can, I do recommend or suggest you volunteer. It's a great way to give some of your time. It doesn't always involve money. And or you can get together with some of your friends and family, a small work group, and figure out ways that you can be more present in your community to make it a more functioning place, a better place where people are, should I say, remain productive. And they reach out. It's all about communication. And Canada is cool. Yeah. Did I mention I want to go to Canada? I think I did. And this is a great reason why. These people are very nice and kind. So, yes. I think I'm going to work on my French. Let me try. Je m'appelle Dominique. Oui. Oui. I think it doesn't sound too bad. Now, if I could only get about a few other phrases out, maybe I can actually book a plane ticket. But I'm sure they speak English. Nonetheless, I want to work on my francophone. Or Francois. Yeah, I'll figure it out somehow. Anywho, you know what? That is one of my goals. I think I want to learn a second language, like fluently, like legit, to where I'm just speaking and I can just switch it up really quick. What language would it be? Well, maybe I'll share that on another episode when it comes to travel. But it's definitely something to think about for now. The blog, Music, Art, Culture. I'm your host, Dominique LaRue. We have covered a lot of things. Oh, where was that article from? I think I mentioned it. Let's make sure we check it out. The Point Guy. Yes, The Point Guy published that article. How did we get it? Via Flipboard. That's right. Curating the news that you want to hear, know, and love, and some of the stories that you don't know but are going to share. That's what it's all about, sharing information, and they bring it to you, the news that you want to hear. Flipboard is cool. It is worth the free download. I'll tell you that. I love it. Yeah. So, what else are we going to talk about? Oh, I've got something good, actually. I think I mentioned it prior. Maybe not all the way in detail, but I did do a survey over the weekend based on some of what we talked about before. The R. Kelly spectacle, the R. Kelly allegations, the R. Kelly documentary, hashtag surviving R. Kelly. A lot of people have been talking about that. It aired on Lifetime. It is definitely changing the way people view the artist. And, well, we'll get into that some more because we did a social media survey and I want to share some of the results with you. Thank you for tuning in and listening, sticking with us on the blog Music, Art, Culture. I'm your host, Dominique LaRue, and I will be right back. Whew, we got to talk. All right, so if you listened to last week's show, we talked about what was going on with the R. Kelly situation. The documentary aired on Lifetime. It exposed a lot of details a lot of people didn't know prior. And it, you know, resurfaced a reality that a lot of people just kind of forgot about. He still was very popular. A lot of people were supporting his music. And it brought some of that into question with all these allegations, with all these people coming forward. Is it still something that people should continue to do, which is to support his music? So there are all kinds of hashtags coming about. One in particular, which was really popular, Mute R. Kelly, where people in droves were showing up where he would have shows planned and things like that, protesting that they didn't want him in their city, that people should not be there supporting his music, reminding people of some of the allegations that were brought against him, and to some extent even getting some of his shows canceled in some of the arenas in which he was set to perform because they were reaching out to local lawmakers and letting them know that, hey, these are the facts. We know more than what than what was privied initially in the media. Regarding the case, it's good to note that reality is in the court of law, he was acquitted of the charges. However, the Lifetime documentary does bring about a lot of survivors, or women deemed as survivors, who were in relationships with him at a really questionable age, and a lot of things took place that were suggestive and gave way to claims of mental sexual abuse, forms of extortion. And it's really just, it's crazy. It was crazy. I watched the whole thing, as I mentioned before. It was really enlightening. So what we did is we took it to Twitter. I did a post for the blog Music Art Culture on our social media page at Macef Public Arts, M-A-C-E-F Public Arts. And on my personal social media page, Dominique LaRue, D-O-M-I-N-I-Q-U-E-L-A-R-U-E-X. And I wanted to take the conversation to the listening audience, to the people who possibly were still supporting his music, maybe on the fence, or they just were familiar with the charges, or more recently saw the documentary. And it was two different surveys. The one for the blog Music Art Culture, I'll read it off and we'll get into what people voted on right now. So here we go. Here was the question, or the statement. All right, if you saw the show, you know the story. With that being said, are you still planning on supporting R. Kelly's shows? Are you still playing his songs? What's up? Hashtag surviving R. Kelly, hashtag hip hop, hashtag music, hashtag culture. The results came in. I think I did the survey for about a day or two, and well, it was split down the middle. It was 50-50. Here were the options. I'm so disappointed. Never again. Hashtag mute R. Kelly. Third option, undecided. I'm an emoji type of girl. I used emojis to put some of these responses together so people could kind of reflect and tie into what the statement was all about as far as how they felt about the artist and the allegations and supporting his music. It was split down the middle, 50-50. 50% of the people said they were very disappointed. 50% said never again, mute R. Kelly. No one voted undecided. And I thought that was very interesting. We also had someone comment as well. I won't say who the person was, but if you go to our social media page on Twitter, you can see for yourself and read it. This person said that they would still support his music. We posed a question. We said the decision is always up to the individual. However, why are you still supportive? And the individual responded, I feel R. Kelly should be held accountable for what he has done, and I think he needs help. I also feel he is very good. He is a very good artist, and I like most of his music, so I will continue to listen. These two feelings can exist at the same time. I think that was a very powerful statement because it shows that there are people who still want to support R. Kelly. That is a personal choice. People have their right to choose their personal preferences, whether you agree with his personal attitude towards women or relationships or whatever you want to call it. Those are opinions. And I was just glad we had the opportunity to talk about it on the show and take it to social media. And people were willing to share their thoughts and weigh in on the survey. So yeah, it's always about joining the conversation, hashtag join the conversation. And as a culture, we can't grow and have some understanding if we're not willing to educate ourselves on how other people feel about the information being presented. So it's about really being informed and not being judgmental, whether you agree or disagree or remain indifferent. These conversations are important. So the second survey I posted on my own Twitter page, the question was, spent time talking with a good friend about the male perspective on surviving R. Kelly. He's still on the fence about playing his music. How do you feel? Would you still stream his music and support his shows? Okay, so the friend that I was talking to, this is real, someone that I've known for a really long time. He did give his male perspective. It was not the person who responded to the other survey. And it's just really interesting to have people's perspectives, really. So I thought it was important to get the male perspective because the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries really focuses on the girlfriends or the lovers, those who were in relationship with R. Kelly, and they are all women. So it's interesting to see the male perspective. If they feel that he's being victimized, if they feel that he's being harassed, what were their thoughts? And that was really important to me to capture that. And here's what we got. So they had three choices to answer the question. What were the choices? The first, I'm done, not a fan. The second, I need to consider. And the third, that's a personal thing. Well, the votes came in and 60% said, I am done, not a fan. 10% said they needed to consider, and 30% of the voters said that's a personal thing when it comes to supporting his music. Very interesting conversation, wouldn't you agree? But those were some of the numbers that we got from the poll that we took over social media. Again, thank you all to those who participated. It's really great to know what your thoughts are and how overall we're dealing with it as a culture, whether you agree, disagree, or remain indifferent. I hope you've enjoyed some of this conversation as we recap on what I feel like it's been 2 weeks ago, maybe. We were watching Surviving R. Kelly, and we're going to move on. Oh, you've been listening to the blog, Music, Art, Culture, with your host, Dominique LaRue. Always happy to be here with you. Always grateful that you are listening to the program and you're finding it interesting. And yeah, it's been a great show. Let's close out, shall we? Hope you've enjoyed another episode of the blog Music Art Culture. I know that it's always a pleasure, as I mentioned before. We talked a lot about music, art, and culture today. Oh yeah, we covered a lot. And so I want to give a serious shout out to our sponsor, Flipboard, once again. They have made it easy to bring all of the news we love to share with you. And they have more than what we share. So download the free app, figure it out for yourself, get your categories together when it comes to travel, when it comes to money, when it comes to education, when it comes to whatever you're interested in or into. They have all the authors who write for the publications that you love, and they put it all in one easy, simple format for you to swipe up, swipe down, like, share. Yeah, it's wonderful. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so we've got news from Cosmopolitan. We covered some articles about biochipping from Fortune magazine. We got some info from The Point Guy, Hollywood Life, Pink News UK. It's really interesting, actually. A lot of the Paris Ballet news, Canadian hospitality, marriage info, and of course, we've got the Grammys coming up. I can't help but to mention that because I'm super excited. I love music. It is definitely in my DNA. Undeniably, that is a fact. Billboard, yeah, we talked about Billboard, what the top 10 artists are. It'll be interesting to see which one of them make the stage come Grammy night. That'll be fun and filled with interesting points of conversation. I love it. I'm looking forward to it. As I mentioned before, I love to share some of the things that I'm passionate about, and definitely culture and society are like two of the things that really get me going. How we relate to each other, it's really cool to have these conversations on a regular basis. So be sure that you subscribe to the blog Music Art Culture, that you follow on social media at Dominique LaRue, at MACEF Public Arts. And yes, we are on major platforms, correct? So you can always head over to anchor.fm/musicartculture to see all of the different platforms that you can listen to the blog Music Art Culture. But I can tell you now, you can clearly head over in the app, go into your favorite, you know, device, whether you have a smartphone that's an Android or you have an Apple product. Apple is totally my thing. I love Apple. What are we doing? Well, we're searching in Apple Podcasts, the blog, Music, Art, Culture. The icon will pop up. Once you subscribe, you can listen and get alerts on new episodes. The same thing with Spotify. If you're a Spotify listener, go into the app, search The Blog Music Art Culture, hit subscribe, leave a comment, rate the podcast. We'd love to hear your feedback and your thoughts. Join us in our surveys. We actually have a survey going on right now about relationships. So that one's going to be pretty cool. Before we head out, I want to let you know what that one is because there's still time to vote on it. And let's see what we got. Let's see if I can pull it up really quick. Do we have time? Oh, I hope so. I hope we have time. I don't know. But what is it about? Basically, it's about relationships and what's the most important aspect of the relationship. Is it all about the money? Would you be willing to marry as long as there's no prenup? Are you only concerned if that person wants kids? Or are you interested in an equal partnership? Well, we've got votes in already. So far, it's at 100%. Everyone is on the same page when it comes to being in a partnership when you think about being married. People want to be in a partnership. I think that's cool. There's still time to vote, like I said before. So head over to our Twitter page for The Blog Music Art Culture and search MACEF Public Arts. That's at MACEF Public Arts. MACEF Public Arts. And you can vote on our new survey. As promised, I took some time and posted the Tony music video for It Never Rains in Southern California. That's up for you as well. You can see the visual for that California throwback. That is an oldie but goodie. It never goes out of style, especially since we haven't been getting a lot of regular rain lately. It just makes the song oh so appropriate. But yeah, really fun. Depends on the mood I'm in. I might post some more music from them and or Rafael Sadiq later on throughout the week. I am your host, Dominique LaRue. Always a pleasure. Always, always, always. I think today I only made it through 3 cups of coffee, so I'm pretty proud of myself. And let's keep the conversation going on social media. Hashtag join the conversation. Head over to the social media pages that I mentioned before and make sure that you like, share, tweet, and follow. I'll be sure to do the same. I love communicating with you all. I love that you all are listening. And I can't wait to come back with another episode. But until then, you know where you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Look forward to having a discussion again with you soon. Take care. Till next time. Thanks for listening to The Blog Music Art Culture. Bye-bye.